1. Begin transmission.
What's going on here? I am confused, and I'll tell you why here in a second. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee and the main tea drinker. I'm drinking tea. That's what I do. One of my few true skills in this world. Tea drinking. Man, somebody's got to do it. I'm sitting here on my floor in front of my TV, and guess what's on? No, not football. There's a movie on. What is this movie called? I don't know, but it's a Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie. This is called To Trap a Spy. International agent Napoleon Solo is assigned by crime-fighting organization U.N.C.L.E. to combat a devious scheme devised by International Crime Consortium, WASP. Everybody has to have a cool acronym, which is headed by the sinister Andrew Vulcan. The plot is to assassinate an African politician, President Asuman, and take over his newly liberated country. Solo recruits Vulcan's former flame, Elaine Mae Donaldson, to help thwart the nefarious plan. See, that's the whole problem. A nefarious plan. You're never going to get anywhere with a nefarious plan. Instead, always have a dubious goal. That is why I'm here, people. This is why I'm imparting my knowledge and wisdom to you. Nefarious plans never work. Stick to a dubious goal at all times. So yeah, here's Robert Vaughn with the coolest damn hair you can actually ever have. And a tuxedo, of course, because you can't have these guys wearing something other than tuxedos. And that sweet, 1964 bow tie. And he's getting into a car with hot 1964 chick. Wait, I don't actually know the year on this. Let's see if there's a date on this thingy. I don't think there is. I wish they would put the dates on this for TCM, but they don't. Right, so when I say 1964, sometimes I don't quite mean that literally. You know, when we think of the 60s nowadays, most people think of hippies, but the hippies weren't really dominant until the late 60s. In the early 60s, you know, you got those crazy hairstyles, the flip, and you got that crazy 60s makeup, which I sometimes kind of like. And I just refer to all of this as 1964. If it's not hippies, it's 1964, before the dawn of the hippie. And sometimes I dig 1964, chick. I don't know what it is. Oh, and by the way, what car is this? Is that a T-Bird? No, it's too big for a T. Well, I'm not really a car guy. But of course. Oh, and now he whips out the awesome spy gear. He's got a little transistor radio with, you know, but it's a two-way radio with a range of thousands of miles somehow magically, because radio is magic. And he's clipping on! What the hell is he clipping on to? Oh my god. He's got the alligator leads. Oh, he's taking a phone apart. He's clipping on. Oh. Napoleon Solo for the win. Oh, where's Ducky? I mean, where's Ilya? He hasn't shown up yet. Why am I watching this? I don't know. Because, well, obviously no football. And, Girly just gonna get shot. Oh, what are we using for blood? Red tempera paint. Now, what's Robert Vaughn got for a firearm? He takes his gun out of his shoulder holster, but I can't actually see what it is. Is it something small? If he's got a 38 snub-nosed nope, it's a semi-auto. It's small-ish. Kind of Beretta profile. So, okay. Napoleon Solo is now escaping out the window. Onto this lovely shake-shingled roof. That's nice. But why am I watching this? Well, because once again, it's too hot for me to go outside. But it is oddly windy again. Are we supposed to have... It rained. It did rain a little bit again last night. There was some thunder, but I don't know if it really... I didn't ever see any water. It's 87 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the Weather Channel. And it's going to rain again tonight, according to this thing. And the humidity is probably in the 80 to 90% range, possibly more. A humidity so bad that I'm afraid to go out and check my mail. I heard the mailman come today. I actually woke up kind of early. And I was laying around and I could not go back to sleep. And I heard the mailman show up. And now I'm thinking, oh, I wonder what I got in the mail, but I'm afraid to go out, even as far as my mailbox, because the last time, let's see, what was that, last night? Last night I took out the trash. It was cooler than it is now, but just as humid, and just taking out the trash, coming back in, made me sick. Yeah, and according to my thermometer, it's a little bit closer to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Uh-oh. Fluffy Butt has heard me walking around. I thought you were going to sleep through this and so I could do a radio show without you ranging around. But no, since I'm standing by the door looking out the window at the thermometer, Pippa has shown up. Hi. Hi. She's now standing right here. Oh, and she wants me to follow her into the kitchen. Gosh, I have no idea what's about to happen. There's no way to know. What is about to happen? We are walking very slowly over to the kitty water cup. I wonder if somebody needs a cat bartender.
Yes, you need a cat bartender. What does a kitty want to drink?
Welcome to my cat bar. It's like a cat cafe, except it's for cats.
Do you want some kitty water?
Okay, we can get you some kitty water, because I know how much you like it. It's so delicious.
Delicious kitty water. Filling up the cup. Delicious kitty water.
Now you gots to drink it all up.
Okay. Cat has kitty water. She's enjoying it. We need to go back downstairs. And continue on with whatever it is that we're doing today, which is, of course, nothing. Did I mention I got a coffee can?
Here it is. Got this coffee can sitting on top of some of my cigar boxes. God, this is so awesome. I can't even stand it. Right, so the other day, I called my friend. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee might remember that I was going to contact my antique guy, my antique picking friend. And I said, I need like a coffee can, like a 1 pound coffee can. He's like, yeah, come over. So I get over to his house and he hands me this awesome, awesome can. Oh, Hills Brothers Coffee Can. The Red Can brand. The original vacuum pack. 907 grams. Packed and guaranteed by the Hills Brothers Coffee Incorporated. 2 Harrison Street, San Francisco, California. Plants at San Francisco and Edgewater, New Jersey. Established 1878. Copyright 1922, 32, and 36 by Hills Brothers. This is a 2-pound coffee can. The finest coffees are selected for this blend and developed to blah, 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 blah. Hills Brothers. Ooh, here's a whole bunch of text. For drip pot or vacuum type maker, measure carefully 2 level tablespoons of coffee into each cup of water. Vary water slightly for exact strength desired. Consistent timing is important. Keep coffee maker clean. Vacuum method. Bring water in lower bowl to boiling. Reduce heat. Da-da-da. Drip method. Do this. Complete directions sent on request. And this can is absolutely beautiful. It is in unbelievable condition. The top has some, I don't want to say rust, but oxidation on it. The rest of the can is immaculate. It has some wear, and there's some, you know, paint chipped off here and there, but barely even noticeable. And this is thick-walled. This is no screwing around, actual tin. This is a tin can, and it's beautiful. It even still sort of smells like coffee, which is cool. I don't know how old this can is, I wouldn't be comfortable hazarding a guess. 1964? Yeah, maybe. It's 1964 day. Oh, and somebody just walked into the room. Oh, I wonder who came into this room. Does this mean that I need to do stuff now? Are we doing business? Are we doing business? Last couple days I've been loath to do kitty business because I got to put the blanket on my... Yep, it's time to do kitty business. I got to put the blanket on my legs, and I got to put 2 layers of blanket on my legs to protect me from the kitty claws. And I start to get hot. Looks like we don't have to do kitty business. Oh, don't want to do any kitty business? Even though you have the fluffiest business in Business Town? Yes, you're going to get elected mayor of Business Town. Oh, sweet. So, don't have to do any kitty business right now. That's good, because it is too hot. I mean, seriously, just putting a blanket over my legs for 15 minutes is enough to make me sick at this point. That ain't right. Uh-oh. Somebody's stepping over my legs. Are you going to the bathroom? Nope. I'm being approached. Hi. What are you smelling? Oh, yeah. You smell my fingers? You know what it is? I ate barbecued pork. Oh, she's walking away. Okay, good. Yeah, I had some pulled pork barbecue for lunch. And the cat can smell it. For some reason, my cat really likes pork. She doesn't have much interest in chicken, and I don't think she's ever shown any interest in fish, although there hasn't been a lot of fish coming through my house. I'm not a big fish eater. So what does my cat like? Ham. Ham and pork. And, what else? Oh, yeah, the other day, this was about a month ago, I think I mentioned this, my cat actually ate some Rice Krispies. It was bizarre. I had some Rice Krispies in a cup. She wanted to see what it was that I was eating. I shoved the cup in her face, and she actually licked the Rice Krispies, which made some get stuck on her tongue, which she then ate and just said, whatever. This isn't food. I said, yes, it is food. Rice is good. Rice is good for you, too. I love eating rice. I cannot wait for the weather to cool down so I can go back to eating rice on a regular basis. Yes, it's true. I cannot eat rice during the summer because it's too hot.
And if I get warm on the inside, then we have all kinds of problems. Ooh, what's going on? Are you doing something interesting, or are you just being weird? Cat's being weird. That's fine. She has just jumped up onto my clothes dryer. She's pushing aside the curtain so she can look outside. Now she's trying to get something that's outside. The wind is probably blowing leaves, and she wants to play with them, because that happens all the time. I shouldn't tell you this, but yeah, I got some weeds growing in my backyard. Some mulberry trees and some catnip, and there's this one mulberry tree bush stump thingy that's just outside the back door here, and it grows up, and then the wind blows, and it brushes up against the window and the door, and she thinks, oh, I got to attack it. I need to attack. A for effort. I want to grade her properly for using her cat instincts. Uh-oh, something's moving. I better attack it. Okay, good kitty. A+. Good job. She's looking at me. Good kitty. I like to reinforce cat instincts, because we don't need any flaky cats. No, we don't. Oh, holy crap. Napoleon Solo just went into a computer room. We gotta jack this in, see if we can get some 1964 computer sounds going here. Ah, too late. He's running away. Oh no, don't blow us all up. Damn it, we're just too late. Yeah. Nothing says a 1964 chase scene like some muted trumpets and a snare drum. Yeah, sweet 1964 spy music. We're running around shooting guns in an oil refinery. Is this the smartest thing to do? Uh-oh, now what's the cat doing? We might be getting some kitty poop action. Nope. Not today. Pippa is now leaving the room. Did you have some fun tinkles? Yep, that's a fun tinkle excitement. Yeah, we get that burst of happy energy after we go to the bathroom. Ooh, that was so fun. Cats. Anyway, we're about halfway through the show, so I guess it's probably time to have some sort of musical interlude. So, what do we want to listen to today? Well, I think I want to listen to some more Justin Johnson, because I am on a blues kick lately. I need to see when this guy's on tour. Need to find out if this guy is going to be back into my neck of the woods anytime soon. So here's Justin Johnson playing one crazy looking four-string cigar box guitar. What's he going to do? Thank you. Now we have one of those endings where it's, hey, let's just turn some knobs on the effects pedals. So we get a wacky ending here. Wow, look at this pedal board. My God. Look at the money that's just sitting right there. Where is this guy getting his cash? Who does he know? And look, my God. That's almost a $10,000 pedal board that we're looking at right here. My God, there's a rare ass pedal right there. Oh, now he's messing with his Echo Shifter by Ibanez. That's always a fun pedal too. My God, this guy gets all the fun toys. I never get to have any fun. Oh wait, I have fun all the time. He's still going with this? Oh, the UFO is taking off. Taking off. What are you doing? Pippa has also come back into the picture. She's standing here saying, "You." Right, so that was Justin Johnson with a improvisational piece on a four-string cigar box guitar. Very cool. The cat is now doing her head-butting thing into my shoulder. Hi. Do you want to do kitty business? No? Okay, see you later. Oh, you do want to do kitty business? Didn't we go through this already? But you know what I really liked about that particular recording was you can hear him. Did they have the pedal board mic'd? Because you could hear him stomp on that looping pedal every time. You know, ka-chink, ka-chink, ka-chink. And I thought that was interesting. How did he have all this mic'd? Because I could also hear his slide grinding on the strings. I could hear that scritchy scratchy. He was using some kind of ceramic slide there, which was cool. But ceramic slides, I don't know what to think. Maybe that's what I should have been doing in college, making ceramic slides. But, you know, it's important that they're flat. You got to have... not going to get into it. But anyway, that was a cool track by Justin Johnson. I'm really enjoying this guy's music. And I really need to... This is going to be a pain. I need to get some tour dates. And I know he has tour dates listed on his website, but it's in some kind of flash side slideshow or something, and my little baby computer doesn't want to handle it. I mean, can't we just have some text? Can't you just tell me? So yeah, I can't find out even when he's touring. So I have to go somewhere. I actually have to go to my parents' house or the library or somewhere where I can get on a computer just to find out the tour dates of this guy. Which means I have to go outside, and I can't go outside Because it's 90 degrees with 90% humidity, which means, you know, if I'm outside more than about 5 or 6 minutes, I am going to end up in the hospital. And I do not feel like going to the hospital today. I also don't feel like going to the hospital tomorrow. But, who knows? All right, the cat is now sitting here on the floor with her tail draped over my ankle. Hi. Are you going to take a nap or what are you doing? We can do some kitty stuff here in a minute. I'm going to wrap up a dubious goals committee. Then we can do some kitty business. And so that's what we have going on for the show today. Actually, you know what I was going to bring up? Maybe should we talk about this or not? I came up with an idea. It was actually a couple nights ago, but over the last 2 or 3 nights, I've been thinking about it some more. And I've just made this idea better and better. I'm calling it the underwritten leveraged lottery. Basically, it's a leveraged lottery, but then you get it underwritten. Okay, so now it's an arb. It's one big arbitrage, leveraged arbitrage, and it's completely legal, and it's not it doesn't have anything to do with the stock market. People are going to see this and say, hey, this is a con game. Well, no, it's not. It's actually legal because it's not actually a lottery. We're going to introduce some skill-based things and et cetera, but that's not the topic for today. I want you to stay tuned because coming up next is Something Blue with Harry Larry right after the Dubious Goals Committee, so we're going to have that in about 30 more seconds. As for me, I'm done. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.